Kieran, I began, choking up. I was in the kitchen. It looked like
a werewolf kill.
He ran a hand through his thick hair.
Yeah, I know. I was there too. But that's just it. In a wolf attack, we go for the nose, the buttocks, the throat only in the case of smaller prey. And this may not sound pretty, but we don't leave much of anything behind. What happened to Vaggio, it was staged to fit a human misconception, a Hollywood misconception about wolf behavior. Besides, humans aren't prey. They're our natural enemies, there to be avoided,
said the half-wolf to his human best friend. I crossed my arms, exasperated. What about vampires?
They're dead people, too selfish to lie down. There's nothing natural about them.
I felt adrift on the waterbed. So you're saying a vampire shifted?
Changed. We shift, they change.
Whatever. Changed into a wolf, mauled Vaggio, and then shrank, dissolved into mist just before you arrived?
Exactly. Quince, the restaurant, the new theme is dangerous.
I stiffened as I realized what he was getting at. You're saying Sanguinis is attracting real, homicidal vampires? That it's Sanguinis' fault? My family restaurant's fault that Vaggio was murdered? That now Vaggio is going to turn into a vampire or something?
No, Vaggio's... he's dead, not undead.
Kieran went into lecture mode.
It takes about a month after first exposure, by ingestion or transfusion of vampire blood, for a human being to become one. Werepeople can't be turned, though, so...
You know, I said, rising from the denim comforter, I road-tripped to the outlet mall in San Marcos last week with Uncle D, and there was this interview on the radio about vampires. I didn't want to listen to it, but he did. And anyway, it was about how they're so low-profile in modern times because they don't have to hunt anymore. They can buy blood or pilfer it. And it's not like they're...
animals?
He asked. I was going to say eager for attention, I replied.
Look, they've managed to manipulate humans for centuries.
Will you shut up about the goddamn vampires?
They are, Kieran said. Damned.
He pinched the bridge of his nose, calming himself.
I'm sorry. Of course you're upset.
I'm upset because your mama just told me that you'll be leaving soon to join a wolf pack. Leaving your family. Leaving me. Leaving forever. There, I said it.